The wave of strikes and protests in France continued today. Some of the protests have led to violence as demonstrators have smashed shop windows and clashed with police. The unrest is being coordinated by labor unions. They're unhappy with the French government's plans to cut back pension benefits and to raise the national retirement age. In some rural areas of France, though, the picture remains a lot calmer. In the village of L'Île-sur-la-Sorgue in the south of the country, the attitude is almost, crisis? What crisis? New York native Robin Vogel is now running a boulangerie, a bakery, and patisserie with her husband, who's the pastry chef, Philippe Lérisse. Does that pretty much describe how you both feel, what crisis is going on there?
Yes, pretty much, I think.
I find that because we're so protected in our little town that we're not seeing everything that we're seeing on TV in Lyon and in Paris. There are some gas lines here, but I think it's more a panic reaction to what everybody's talking about. But so far, I think what we're seeing is calm. Everybody, it's more a question of morale, I think, than anything else.
How so? And Philippe, how do you see that?
Pretty much the same thing. It's more affected the morale of people, and they're not maybe going to spend that much in all the businesses, basically, in the town. So that's, I think, the way it's going to affect us.
So you're wondering if it's going to hit you where you live, where you work. Can you tell us about your business?
Okay. We run a small bakery. Mm-hmm. We sell bread and we sell cakes and we sell different kinds of things for lunch. And we're considered a small business here.
And Philippe, what's your role in the business?
So basically, I'm running the back of the store. It means everything about cooking and baking. And I have a baker who's helping me to do the bread and two apprentices who's helping me to clean and organize the store. And Robin's in the front selling the food and the products.
Well, it sounds to me like this is the kind of thing that tourists would love. And in your village, L'Île-sur-la-Sorgue, Sorgue refers to the river that you say runs right through the village and attracts an awful lot of tourists. Now, that's one of the problems that the rest of France has been encountering, and that's that it's tough for people to get the transportation, let alone the petrol, to get in and out of certain places. Is that affecting you at all?
Well, it's going to affect me personally in a couple of days because actually my parents are here and they're going to go to Marseille to get their plane. Hopefully that'll be okay. And then we have our two friends from New York coming in Friday night and they're not sure what they're going to do at this point. As far as the tourists, our season is kind of on towards the end now.
When strikes like this happen, and they do happen often, do you wait for kind of a spin-out effect? Does it ever spiral to remote places like yours, like your village?
Oh, no. It's not like in Lyon or Paris, where it seems is what you see on TV, basically. And the media are showing that it's happening in all over the France. And that's not really, I think, true, especially in Lyon. I was surprised of Lyon. Lyon seems to be very affected by the violence.
Philippe, even if it's not affecting you directly, does that engender any kind of dismay among the French?
Of course, in the big city, yeah, definitely in Paris and Lyon, in all the big cities, especially the people who's using transportation to get to that work, you know. It's terrible.
I wonder if you two view strikes like this, labor actions like this, differently.
I find I've become more French now. And when my friend called me from the United States, I was like, yeah, well, there's a strike. I think if I was still in America, I'd be incredibly distraught. And for some reason, I'm just right now saying it is what it is. I can't do anything about it.
I've never been really concerned, you know, about labor action because I'm working in a field who never been on strike. So it's for me, it's hard. It's another world for me, basically. The public and private are two different worlds here in France, you know.
I think Americans need to understand, too, that the system is very
different.
It's very different. When I was in the States, yes, I expected one day at 65 to get my Social Security, but I wasn't counting on that. On the side, I was putting away a retirement plan as well. The French don't have that as much. The government sets a lot of rules, but the government does give a lot of things.
Robin Vogel and Philippe Lerisse, who run the Patisserie Lerisse in the village of Lille-sur-la-Sorgue in the south of France. Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rico.